All right, I have good news.
Yeah.
Guess who's on the phone right now? GSP, ladies and gentlemen. Calling back right after now, his big fight. GSP, are you there?
This is GSP.
Okay, yeah. Welcome back, buddy. Good. Glad. Thanks for calling, man. I'm sorry. Congratulations on the win.
I wanted to call my favorite podcast after a tough fight for me.
Well, we're glad to have you back, man. Have you seen any aliens lately?
During the fight, I was seeing aliens, and it is, I can't go into it, but part of the reason that I need to step away and hang up the gloves on the rack for a minute. During the fight, I was losing time. I look up at the clock. It says 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Uh-huh. Then next thing I know, the round is done.
So you think it's not because you're getting beat up, it's because you got abducted by aliens again?
I think that the aliens had something to do with the fight. Uh-huh. They were attacking me at times. It was hard to fight both Johnny Hendrix and the aliens and the voices in my head all at one time. After the fight, I don't really remember anything. I wake up on Sunday and it was like the movie The Hangover. I was missing a tooth and I have no idea what happened, and I had to trace my steps backwards to find out what happened to me.
Uh-huh.
It's more like Memento.
Yeah, it's like Memento. Yeah. You had a lot of clues that you were trying to put together, huh?
I am not familiar with your American cinema, but I will look this movie up.
Okay, yeah. Have you been probed by aliens?
I have been probed, but I do not count that as sex because I am the one receiving and I am not giving anything. DSP is, if anything, a giver. I really want to try this ayahuasca that the kids are doing now.
Uh-huh. Now, are you worried that's going to make you see aliens again?
I want to see them so I can conclude whatever business we have so I can be done with them forever.
GSP, why are the aliens so tough to be around?
They're very hard to look at. Do you remember the scene in The Predator, one of my favorite American cinema movies?
Okay, yeah, of course.
And they look like the Predator, so it's very hard to look at them and talk to them. Mm-hmm. I am a good-looking guy, and I appreciate aesthetics in men and women, so it is tough for me to deal with it.
Is Nick Diaz still on the phone? I know he's not a big GSP fan. Nick, you there?
Hey, man. It's fucking Nick Diaz. What's going on, man? Fucking, what the fuck, you guys got fucking GSP, the fucking commie?
He's not really a commie.
He fucking ain't Stockton, man. He ain't fucking 209, I tell you that.
Have you had any more tax problems since you made the giant announcement on a pay-per-view event that you do not pay taxes?
Fucking dude, I just try to fucking stay out of all that tax shit. I just fucking don't pay it. I don't want to fucking hate.
You
don't
want to get caught up in that.
Stay out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you fucking pay your taxes, that's when you have fucking tax problems, bro. So I'm just like, fuck that shit, man. Dog, I don't fucking think you know how fucking Stockton works.
First of all, I have no desire to go to Stockton whatsoever.
Yeah, dog, we don't fucking want you here, man. You come up here, man, fucking people see you fucking with your fucking long hair like a fucking hippie. We'll fucking beat your ass.
That's exactly why I don't want to go to Stockton.
Man, 209 till I die, bitches.
I feel like we could get GSP back on the phone, and we actually could be a pivotal part of making a UFC fight happen.
But, yeah, man, let's fucking do it, dude. I'm on my fucking mountain bike. I'm doing a fucking triathlon. I'll fucking ride over there and fucking fight him right now.
Jesus.
George St. Pierre, are you there?
I have a big problem. I think that you guys are my friends, and then you guys put on this piece of shit, Nick Diaz. He does not know the darkness that is in my head. I am also on my mountain bike. I will meet him wherever he wants. I will ride over the border to the United States. I am on my mountain bike. I am wearing my jean shorts with no shirt. My face is cut up from a fight, but I am still mountain biking like a man. I have an axe in my hand in case I need to chop down trees.
What?
Fuck Canada!
Who said fuck Canada?
His name is Rene and he's Mexican.
Rene, you have a French name and you are Mexican. You are a piece of shit. Your parents are confused. I will come to you. I am semi-retired right now. I will fight Nick Diaz. in a mountain bike war, and then I will take out the Renee guy, war. And I will break the sound system over his head.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Wait a minute. Wait, you're gonna fight Nick Diaz in a mountain bike war?
It's going to be a mountain bike war. I have the axe. He can have a weapon of his choice. It will be like a joust, and we will ride at each other until one of us dies.
Oh my God! Oh, I swear on my life, this is the best caller.
Hey, Renee, get on your shitty Mexican BMX ripoff. And you challenge me to a mountain bike war, and I will kill you.
It might not be a lowrider bike, I guess.
Get your lowrider bike, your corn on the cob with mayonnaise, and I will fight you to the death.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. GSP. Well, thanks for calling. Hey, good luck in the future. If you're not going to fight again, I want to say thank you for all of your, you know, 6 years without a loss.
Thank you. I just want to say a quick word to all your fans. If you're going to have sex with underage women, wear a condom or pull out.
Well, I feel like something awesome has happened.
Yeah.
We were trying to get an MMA fight to happen. We've learned, we got a whole new thing going.
We one-upped it.
Mountain bike joust war. To the death.
Yes.
Mountain bike war.